Hello, and welcome to the Mentor of Life podcast by Dr. Shola Izokoli. I am Dr. Shola Izokoli, your life makeover mentor. With untraditional solutions to age-old problems, I help you create what you want in life, health, and relationships. Yes, you can have it all. Hello and welcome back. It's been a 2-week hiatus from podcasting and being on YouTube, during which I have been being on other podcasts, speaking engagements, and doing a few things here and there that haven't allowed me to be here. But I'm back, and today I am going to be talking about developing confidence. Now, anyone who has heard me speak before knows me for being confident, but I wasn't always a very confident person. I went through this phase. I think as a child I was fairly confident, but then I went through this, I guess they would call them the awkward teenage years, during which I lost a lot of my confidence. And at different points in my life, when certain, especially during drastic changes, I have felt my confidence dip. So confidence, a lot of people look at confidence as being some personality trait that is static, but that is so not true. Confidence is like math. You can learn it, or maybe not math. Okay, let me not pick math, but math, right? Mathematics. If you're listening to from England or Nigeria, you say maths. In America, we say math. Confidence is like math. You can learn it. It's learned behavior. And it can come and go depending on how much attention you give to developing your confidence. So when you see confident people out there, when you see me out there, putting myself out there, people say things like, oh, you're confident because you're an extrovert. That is so not true. First of all, I'm not an extrovert. And second of all, I've had to develop myself in confidence. And I can say this, the more I have developed confidence, the better my life has gotten. The better my relationships have been. I've had opportunity to make more money, have better mental health, to make bigger impact and speak on bigger stages, just simply because I was developing my confidence as I went along and not waiting for a whole block of confidence to fall on me before I got up and did what I felt I needed to do. So I'm going to talk about seven practical strategies to develop confidence. And if you look behind me right here, this is my book. My latest book is called Free to Be, the Empowered Woman's Handbook. There is a whole chapter on confidence. For the chapter on confidence alone, this book is worth it. But I'm not going to be sharing the same things in the book now. I'm going to be sharing completely different things, because as I learn and grow in my confidence, I learn more new things about how to develop confidence even more. So here goes. Number one, celebrate your strengths. How many people, women especially, are not even taught to celebrate our strengths? Our strengths are like, well, we expect you to do that, move on. But our weaknesses, they are hammered into us. We're reminded of our weaknesses constantly. We grow up in a society that always tells us in some way or the other that we're not good enough, right? You're not skinny enough, your butt is too small, you know, your eyes are not big enough, your eyes are, something's always wrong, right? We're all constantly being fed messages of, you know, something being wrong with us. And that takes a toll on our confidence. But we can celebrate our strengths. You get a choice to celebrate your strengths. The other day, somebody was in a meeting where I spoke, and somebody said, write your name, turn it into an acronym for different things. And she said, people are struggling because they're not used to giving themselves any good accolades. It's always, I'm not good enough, or I should have done this better, and never stopping to celebrate our strengths. Focus on your accomplishments, your achievements. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Those things help develop your confidence. Remind yourself to keep using your skills, talents, and strengths to your advantage, and celebrate them. That will help you develop confidence. Number two, challenge your inner critic. Everybody has an inner critic and an inner coach. A lot of times, especially as women, the voice of our inner critic is louder than the voice of our inner coach. In fact, I dare say some people don't even have an inner coach. All they have is an inner critic. Sometimes you have to tell your inner critic to shut up so that your inner coach can talk. Pay attention to your self-talk. Overcome negative self-talk with positive self-talk. This is what affirmations are. Using positive self-talk to overcome negative self-talk. That's simply what affirmations are all about. So instead of saying, oh, I can't, there's no way I can do this, say, I figured stuff out before. I'm sure I can figure this out too, right? Instead of saying, oh, there's no way I can do this, replace your negative self-talk with positive self-talk, and that will take you a step further in building your confidence. Number three, take care of yourself. Take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of your spirit. I can't talk about self-care enough, and I have videos and different things about self-care that I'm not going to go into right now. But take care of yourself. Some people don't take care of themselves, and it's, you know, when you don't take care of yourself, you don't look good, you don't feel good, you will not feel confident. There's nothing magical about that. Number four, this is sort of obvious, but surround yourself with positive people. There are certain people in my life that I think of them and I'm like, when I was younger, these are people who I looked at as being very confident, and I loved that about them, and I hung out with them. So I was kind of like the sort of introverted one, and they were so extroverted, and you know, apparently extroverted, and they're very confident, like, you know, talk to anybody and all of that. I remember I had this friend, I'm not going to mention her name, she was like 12 or 13 and she was so self-possessed, and I was like, oh my goodness, okay, hang out with her. And another friend when I was in boarding school, she was funny and she could make anybody laugh, and she was so confident, like she would just say stuff and people would laugh, and I'm like, oh my goodness, how did you get the boldness to be able to say that? When I was in England and I first got there, and it's like, oh my goodness, a new environment, there was this doctor that I just used to admire the way she was my age, but she was English and had been in the system longer than I had. So she would come in and talk to patients and be so confident and, you know, put everyone at ease. And slowly but surely, I started to emulate some of these behaviors and just hang around with these people. And somehow or the other, their confidence rubbed off on me. Yes, confidence rubs off. The same way bad moods can rub off, good moods can rub off too. Confidence can rub off on you. Number five, set goals and take action. Start with small goals and build up into your bigger goals. When you set goals, take action and accomplish those goals, those things make you feel better about yourself and feel confident, and it becomes a virtuous cycle of accomplishment and confidence to accomplish and accomplishment and confidence accomplish until you go up, 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 and you are suddenly accomplishing all these great things. Number six, learn new skills, okay? Whatever new skills that you need for your next level, right? Building new skills can make you feel confident. Even if it may not even be a skill that you need for your job. Maybe learning a language, maybe learning to roller skate. Those things in themselves build confidence because your brain is reminded that, oh, I can do new things, I can do hard things. And then you grow and you build your confidence. Number seven, and this is important, practice assertiveness. Speak up for yourself. Assert your needs. Set boundaries. Don't be afraid to say no or ask for what you want. The more you do that, the more you will build practice of stepping up and getting what you want. So I'm going to do a quick recap and how to develop confidence. Number one, celebrate your strengths. Number two, challenge your inner critic and listen to your inner coach. Number three, take care of yourself. Number four, surround yourself with positive people. Number 5, set goals and take action. Number 6, learn a new skill or two. Last but not the least, practice assertiveness. Practice being confident. And remember, building confidence is a journey. It's not a destination. It takes time. It takes effort. But be patient with yourself and celebrate your success along the way. So, till next time, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Mentor of Life podcast, your one-stop shop for innovative solutions in life, health, and relationships. My little piece of the internet is shalaezeokoli.com. That's shalaezeokoli.com. There you can find links to my social media pages, sign up to work with me, or invite me to speak at your corporation, conference, or other event. Thank you so very much for listening. Until next time, remember, yes, you can have it all.